Hi everybody, welcome to our first session. I'm your new therapist and I can see in some of your faces that you're not all excited to be here, but we do have a reason that you're here, and that is that you all seem to have a little problem with envy. So let's just get it started by introducing yourselves, tell us about your issues with envy, and then we just see where this leads us. So, who wants to begin? Thanks for starting, but please take a more appropriate form if possible. No one here can understand you.
Oh, but I can.
You guys should seriously know a few more languages, not gonna lie. Anyway, I'm Satan. I'm gonna be honest with you, I have no idea why I'm even here. Like, seriously, I just wanted to help them. Adam and Eve were blind and dumb before I offered them my help. It's only thanks to me that they finally know more about this world. I mean, sure, they got kicked out of the garden, but so was I. And it's not like the garden was literal paradise. Sure, Dad said it was, but it was almost boring up there. And, you know, just because Dad says something doesn't mean it's true. He also said that humans are his best and most perfect creation, but that's obviously not right. We angels came first, and so we have to be better and more perfect than those mere humans, don't we? And I want to make sure that nobody misunderstands me. I never forced Adam or Eve to accept my offer. She took that fruit out of her own will, and I mean that's exactly the thing that was so fucking proud of when he made the humans. So if anybody is at fault for anything here, then it's clearly not me. I am of divine descent, after all.
Thank you, I guess. Who wants to go next? Athena, what about you?
Why would I have to introduce myself? I am Athena, goddess of wisdom, warfare, and handicraft, daughter of Zeus. Surely everyone here already knows who I am. Also, why would I do something just because a model tells me to do so? And I shouldn't even be here. I don't have a problem with envy.
Athena, please work with us here. Your father sent you here for a reason. He mentioned a certain Arachne. Tell us about that.
Oh, you were also sent here by your old man.
Oh, Arachne? I don't think what happened with her is really relevant for this, but fine. Since you insist, I'll tell you. She was boasting about her weaving skills, which obviously, since she's just a model, should not be as great as mine. After all, one of my responsibilities is handicraft. So, as I was saying, she was boasting about her skills and saying that she could beat me in a weaving contest, which I couldn't stand for, obviously. But I was feeling gracious, and I gave her the chance to apologize for her arrogance and beg for my forgiveness. You know, all she had to do was correct herself, saying that she was the best mortal weaver, but that she was not actually better than me. However, she refused to do that. So, we held a contest for which I reached a beautiful piece. But, admittedly, her finished work was better than mine, which obviously shouldn't happen. A mortal should never be able to exceed a god or goddess in any skill. And what made it even worse was that her piece depicted what mortals call wrongdoings of other gods. The whole thing was so insulting. I really had no choice but to tear her work apart and strike her with my weaving kettle as a punishment. And what happened after that was not my fault. She hanged herself because she was too proud to take the punishment. I actually pitied her and decided that she should continue to live, even though I couldn't allow her to live happily. So instead, I transformed her into a spider.
We'll get into that later, but thank you for telling your story. Loki, you're up last.
Well, at least you know to save the best for last. Not that my force speakers had bad stories or anything, but, you know, clearly you all waited for the trickster to unveil his story. Because, after all, what did your stories even do? Snake Eye turned rogue on his daddy, and Athena, you had business with a mortal? Come on. Look, I am the reason of Ragnarok. Well, that is what they want you to believe anyways. Clearly, Baldur is the reason of Ragnarok. Not another human, nor the sheer pride by oneself. No, a god, like me, like us. Sorry, therapist. Everybody thought of him as being all smart, beautiful, and clever. But clearly, I am the most clever and sexiest of them all. I mean, Baldur cannot shapeshift into whatever. I do. I could just turn myself into the hottest being alive. So yeah, I only did what was necessary. Had somebody else take care of him. I mean, nobody actually liked Baldur. Sure, the stories will make you believe he was the most beautiful and clever, but those are just stories. Written by mere humans who have got not the slightest idea of the lives of gods. Anyways, let's just say they did not take that too kindly up in Asgard. I'm sorry for showing them the truth, but merely because they were denying the fact that I am the most beautiful and stunning of them all, the world's ended. Simple as that. You get what you freaking deserve.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Clearly, you are but a mortal.
Alright, now that we have heard all of your stories, do any of you have any comments or thoughts that you would like to share? Either about your own experience or about someone else's?
Well, I still don't understand why I'm here. There are so many gods whose issues with envy are way worse than mine. Like, Poseidon once flooded the entire peninsula of Attica just because the city of Athens was named after me and not him.
You always sound so mighty and special, but now you can't even admit that you are an envious bitch after all. You really have to bring up your, what is it, your brother, uncle, to feel better about your bad choices? Pathetic.
How dare you call me pathetic?
Oh, shut the fuck up. And how come you aren't even punished? My dad wasn't satisfied with kicking me out of the house, and you didn't face any consequences, despite your fucked up weaving incident. That's not fair. Oh, and let me tell you something. Kicking me out wasn't even the worst bit. No. He always brags about his gorgeous humans and my shitty oh-so-perfect half-brother. If I gotta suffer this much, you also deserve some sort of punishment.
Oh, so now you are envious of me.
Wait a second. Who could possibly be envious of either of you? Both of you are pathetic. I can't believe you would think so low that you are seriously bothered by mortals. I mean, what is the fucking matter with those? Hell, pardon me, Satan, but hell, even Freya once was supposed to be married to a lowly Jotun. But that's Freya, not me. I shouldn't even be in this session. It seems I'm the only one in here who has sensible problems and not some cringe mortal divine issues. In fact, let me tell you...
Oh my god, would you just shut up for 1 second? All of you talk about how gracious, powerful and benign you are. But really, you're just straight up acting like children. You tell me I'm just a mortal and I know nothing. But I swear to god, if I got the chance to be like one of you for just one day, believe me, I'd have a field day if my biggest problem was some girl being better at weaving than me.
Well, she got you there, Athena. I'm sorry, but that's basically what I was thinking.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
Okay, I think our time is up. I have to get out of here before I completely lose it, so... Next week, same time, and don't even think about not turning up, or I will tell your fathers. Bye.